Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
From humble beginnings more than 85 years ago, Mueller Incorporated has grown to become the leading manufacturer of steel buildings and residential metal roofing in the Southwest. Our company is still headquartered in Ballinger, the small West Texas town where it was founded, but we've grown to more than 30 locations. What has been the key factor in that growth? Innovation. At Mueller, innovation requires thinking outside the metal box. We always strive to be better than we were yesterday. By doing that, we've uncovered new technology and have discovered that strength doesn't come from what you can do, it comes from what you once thought was impossible. From simple barns to highly complex commercial projects, a Mueller structure is manufactured with longevity, durability, and customer satisfaction in mind. You can rest assured that your Mueller metal roof or steel building will withstand the test of time. Here at Mueller, we're making it better, we're making it stronger, and we're making it right here in America. Give us a call at 877-2-MUELLER to get started on your Mueller project today.
Well, the limited cash movement yesterday is not enough to create a good market test, but it does point to the expectation that cash cattle trade will be substantially higher when the dust settles. The continued surge higher in wholesale beef values has sparked follow-through interest in all areas of the cattle complex. Bids are expected over the next couple of days, with the expectation that a starting point will be near $120 in our part of the country, and maybe even a bit higher. But with the combination of surging early week futures trade and higher beef values, feeders are expected to ratchet up asking prices through the upcoming days. Hog futures seem to be quieting the market in the livestock complex, at least over the last several days. With limit gains in nearby hog contracts yesterday, the potential for expanded trading limits redevelops, allowing for increased market swings in most contracts. Currently, April hog futures are within 43 cents of erasing the extreme market losses over the past couple of weeks, with spot month contracts potentially able to move to and above the $65 resistance levels on March 10th. On the grains, wheat contracts are lower at all three exchanges this morning, led by Chicago, which is posting 3 and 4 cent losses early. The overnight losses hardly compare with the impressive gains witnessed yesterday, which saw May Chicago wheat up 23 cents, at least at the close. This was the second session in three with 20 cent gains, with Chicago wheat having added over 60 cents since the low on March 16th. Cash traders continue to cite mills pulling flour demand forward in an effort to restock shelves amid the coronavirus outbreak. Easier corn prices overnight as the May contract looks to close lower for the sixth session in the last 7 and 8 out of the last 10. That said, market participants were slightly encouraged with yesterday's performance in the corn market, considering the relentless sell pressure in energies. We're going to check all the futures in just a moment. Midwest Farm Shows is the longest running sponsor of our daily farm and ranch email and operates the two best farm shows in Oklahoma. This spring is the Oklahoma City Farm Show, April 23rd through the 25th at State Fair Park, and the Tulsa Farm Show returns next November. For more information on the Oklahoma City Farm Show, call a show manager at 507-437-7969. Also, check out our website at oklahomafarmreport.com for details about how you can sign up for our daily farm news email. Well, April live cattle up $3 yesterday, 101.65. The June up $3, 92.52. August up $3 at 93.75. April feeder cattle up 450, 123.32. May up 450, 122.75. August up 450 at 128.30. Kansas City wheat, May's down 6 1/4, 483 1/4. July down 6 1/4, 487. Chicago wheat, the May down 8 3/4, 553 3/4. July's down 9 1/4 at 546 1/2. May corn down 2 cents, 341 1/2. July's down 2 cents at 347 1/2. May soybeans down 9 1/4, 874 3/4. July's down 8 cents at 877 1/2. May cotton is up 105 at 5320. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.